Bail set at $1.2 million for driver accused of hitting Seattle protesters. By Amy Furr on July 7, 2020. A judge set a $1.2 million bail Monday for a man accused of driving onto a closed Seattle freeway and hitting two protesters Saturday, killing one and injuring the other. Dawit Kelly, 27, allegedly drove his Jaguar around other vehicles parked on Interstate 5 to protect the group of Black Femme March protesters, according to Fox News. The vehicle hit two protesters, then sped away from the scene at about 1:40 a.m., police said. It continued. Over the weekend, a judge found probable cause to hold Kelly on an investigation of vehicular assault. But the King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office has yet to file charges against Kelly. It says it's waiting for additional required information from the State Patrol. Seattle resident Summer Taylor, 24, died Saturday at Harborview Medical Center after being hit by the car. And Diaz Love, 32, of Portland, Oregon, was in serious condition, according to ABC 7. Following the incident, a protester chased Kelly in another car and stopped him by pulling in front of the Jaguar. When troopers arrived, they took the suspect into custody, according to Washington State Patrol Captain Ron Mead. The ABC report stated, officials were trying to determine the motive as well as where he got onto the interstate, which had been closed by the State Patrol for more than an hour before the protesters were hit. Mead said they suspect Kelly drove the wrong way on a ramp. Trooper Rick Johnson said the driver went through a barrier that closed the freeway. Saturday evening, the Washington State Patrol announced it would no longer allow protesters to enter I-5 and would arrest pedestrians on the freeway. I cannot believe Summer was murdered, Love wrote in a Facebook post on Sunday, adding, if they thought this murder would make us back down, they are very wrong. However, Kelly's lawyer later claimed the crash was a horrible accident and not intentional. My client is in tears, said John Henry Brown. He's very remorseful. He feels tremendous guilt.